There we go. This is so funny. You guys just don't understand what goes on behind the scenes here. So I was like, it's supposed to go this way, but then I was questioning if it was going that way, but then it went that way, and that's why I was going, ah! So good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and I have got a crazy dog here with me. So if you see me kind of doing this business, it's because of that. And anyway, but it's totally appropriate for our show tonight because we have a crazy co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hey!
I'll second that.
Crazy.
And we have our crazy guest, Marilyn Dye.
I don't know how crazy.
Oh, we've seen Marilyn get crazy.
So excited to be here with you and with you guys and with all of you. And Tracy's getting us all hooked up on Facebook. I know BBS has us live, and then she's getting us shared out there. And so... be wonderful. If you have anything you want to share, I mean, just join us because we love to see where you're from and whatever it is you want to.
I'm just going to enjoy watching Julia while she's containing her new dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, Mark.
I'm just randomly going just to see what happens. Sorry.
Whoa, I saw that look.
I get a few of those throughout each show.
Do you? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can ship this dog to you if you can know this crazy time right now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Yeah. I always have room for dogs, right? Oh, look at him. He's jumping up and giving you love.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That's what he's known, and he's wanting my attention, and that's what he's been doing the last several days. It's like,
well, you know, and you're talking, so that just means you must be talking to him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I forgot what puppyhood was like.
So enjoy.
I know. Anyway, on with the show.
We do that.
Another thing that kind of makes it a little interesting is we have, you know, we're all visiting before the show. And so it's like when we go live, then it's like, it's like we're supposed to shift into this different thing. But we've already been talking. And so it's kind of like we're already, you know, we're in this other place. So sorry, you guys. We'll have to bring you up to speed to where we are. And so, but anyway, we're continuing with our QHHT Level 3 series. Yay. And Marilyn, you have been on here before, I think, two or three times.
Yeah. 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 It has been a while. I'd say probably
you were due.
3 years. Mm-hmm. Overdue, eh?
You were overdue.
And you always have such wonderful, fascinating things to talk about. And I loved it too. I wanted to put in a little plug. You know, you and Tracy both were helping me with giving me material for Soul Speak, the course that we did and everything. And you know, you both just had such wonderful information that was able to come through and be part of that course. So I thank you so much for helping with that. And that's, you know, that's the beauty of this, is where we, you know, we share all the wonderful things that you're experiencing in your sessions. You get so much profound information and knowledge. And
Soul Speak is a huge part of, you know, like I say, I got a copy up here and I got a copy down in my room. You know, it's a huge part of doing this work.
Huge part. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so helpful. Yeah. And I'm finding I'm getting clients now that are reading it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they've even taken the class. I don't know. But they're reading it and they're, you know, and they've got their, you know, like they're halfway there. They know what's going on with the body.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. That's because really that's a huge part of it. Yeah. If they can start just accepting that new thought, that new way of thinking, then that's halfway there.
Yeah. It gets you questioning because you're like, you're starting to put the pieces together. And then you start questioning, and then more information comes. Of course, if you had a session, you know, it's all done in condensed time, but you can also use that book on your own all your life, really.
So Juliet's in the chat saying Tracy's part on the shoulder helped her. So
And yeah, Marilyn, what you don't know is
that live.
Yeah, Tracy had several issues going on, and we had been working through different things, and so we use those as examples in the course. And then she had one during the course, and mm-hmm. so we just went ahead and worked on it live right there, and it was great. It was part. It's like, well, okay, let's just go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 Yep. So you're welcome, Juliet.
So Marilyn, remind us how you got into this whole thing. I remembered you were kind of coerced to get into QHHT, but you were into a lot of things before you ever got.
Yeah, I was thinking today, I guess for about 15 years, I learned how to make herbal medicines like, you know, teas and tinctures and liniments and I don't know, you name it. I could make it, but I didn't know a darn thing about herbs. So I took these courses in the fall, and then all winter, man, I got the books that she was recommending and I read, and then I started the herb garden and went out. I don't know. I was just driven to do that. So that was my start. And then I took I learned how to do crystal healing. And that's where she was a fabulous teacher, really. That's where I felt energy the first time. And then I can't remember. I think Reiki really was the next thing. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to do a lot of Reiki on random people that used to come for this once a month healing night. It was fascinating, absolutely fascinating. The body talks, and it's so interesting, the things that come up. I've got grandkids in the other room, and I'm hearing things drop.
Oh. Yeah. By the way,
you've got a dog.
Mercury's still in retrograde, and we've got this full moon coming into full swing on Halloween.
Yeah.
Just going to upheaval some more stuff. So this is all just like, for me, it's like, do you guys want to know what Mercury retrograde looks like? Just watch the Metaphysical Hour. All kinds of clues as to what that looks like.
I'm surprised it's going
to be Marilyn's favorite time.
Not. But it's a good way to blame things on. But yet, so far, it's been cool with me. Yeah, it's been a cool Mercury retrograde, but sometimes, like literally, I remember this one time my website was just going bonkers, and I emailed the person who takes care of it, and then I said, oh, what's going on, Dada, can you check this out? And then I thought, oh, Mercury retrograde. I said, just leave it. Mercury's going direct in 4 days. It'll all fix itself, and it did. No problem.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I know that. I've done that a few times too, where it's like, just don't make a decision for a few more days. Just hang tight.
Yeah.
You know? You can always still make the decision, but you can't unmake it. So.
Yeah. So yeah, it probably wouldn't have been resolved if they'd gotten into it. So yeah, it just worked out. It's good. So anyway, back to, if you want me to go back to, so I did Reiki and I was teaching, and then, you know, I found your mom's books and holy cow, that was the candy store for me. She was the author I had been looking for, most definitely. So I ate those up, and then a friend, apparently I got on the newsletter and your mom sat down, you guys sat down, and you were offering a class in Fayetteville for level one. And I made the mistake of sending it to my friend, and she like, okay, let's do this. Come on. Let's, you know, I'll make the arrangements. And I'm like, hang on. You know, I don't mind hypnosis being done to me, but I don't really feel like I want to do hypnosis kind of a thing. You know, I was really settled in my Reiki and whatnot. And no, she convinced me. And like I always say, you know, I bet you I wasn't in the class an hour and listening to your mom talk about just what we were talking about how much can be resolved in one session. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, it is a few hours, but boy, you can resolve so much more. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, what that would take me doing Reiki with someone repeatedly over and over again. Not that you can't, but this is just so much. You just get to the core, and with understanding is comes healing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I always think it's funny because to hear you say that, you know, you're always saying, well, I would like it done on me, but I don't want to do it. And I just think it's so funny because you're a level 3 practitioner now. you're at the pinnacle of the whole thing.
Yeah. You're our mentor.
Who knew? I certainly didn't have a clue. But anyway, that, I guess that's how we, they steer us onto our path, isn't it, eh? You know, we're oblivious, but we're being steered. And I always say there is nothing that brings more joy than being on your path, you know, finding what it is. So much of my time, I'm like, well, you know, this is good, you know, but, you know, what am I really here to do? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. And this is a big deal. I mean,
oh yeah.
I think I knew it earlier, but it's like more recently, it's like it's really come into blossoming of what a big deal it is. I mean, we're helping people to understand who they really are.
Yeah.
And to see that part of them and to have the healing, to have these things. That's a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not small.
It's life changing. You know, people are really looking for their direction. And I remember being in that genre of, who am I? What am I doing? Is this what life is about? You know, going to the 9 to 5 and is this all there is? And then stumbling across this work and having my mind expanded in ways like you didn't even know the rubber band could go that way.
Yep.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
So, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I just had, was talking to one of the practitioners in the level 2 and it hadn't done too many sessions yet, but he's like, whoa, you know, and when you, I said, yeah, when we say every session is unique, he's like, yep, now I know what you mean. It is absolutely unique. You never know.
No. And that keeps it exciting. I mean, it doesn't get boring.
No.
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 You definitely never know what's coming. Another thing that we say that I think as they keep going further and further, they will understand more and more. And it takes a little while to fully grasp this, is that anything and everything can happen.
Yeah.
If anything is possible.
If you can think it, it's real. It is there, you know, somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. And guaranteed, you're going to find it if you do this long enough.
You got it.
Yeah.
And isn't it nice to come from that place of confidence about it? Because you know, you know, it's like, that's just, you have experienced it. You know, it's anything can happen. Yeah. Anything is possible. Cool.
I still get surprised every once in a while, but yeah. And same thing with, you know, the foundation of QHHT, you know, I still get epiphanies like, oh, that's why Dolores put that in there. Okay. <You know>? Still learning.
Oh, we all are.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had an idea there, didn't she?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, her mind, honestly, I don't know. Yeah, well, you were exposed to her for many years. Yeah. Yeah, just.
Yes, I was. Yes. No,
incredible.
Incredible. No, it was wonderful. It really was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, you know, being in the candy shop, let's put it that way. Not just reading about
it. Is that how it felt to you, Julia?
I was gonna say, I think I was some of the candy.
Yeah. would say so.
I was experimented on. I was one of the guinea pigs.
Yeah.
So does that make me some of the candy?
I think so. Yeah. You can be whatever you want, because anything is possible.
Anything is possible. It was, but I loved it. I absolutely, I love stuff like that. And so I had no problem with, okay, let's try this. Let's try this. Shoot, why not? You want to try? Okay, fine.
Yeah, I need to experiment on a new idea I just had last night. Okay.
Yeah, I was always like, she was like, can I try this out on you? It's something new. Okay, fine. And it was just tons of fun. That's why I like to tell people, don't be afraid of this.
No.
It's just exploring new areas and new things. I mean, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I think we did this on the thing. Did we talk about fear? Because something just came in like,
this is
where we need to go right now. It's like, let's talk. We just
talked about fear,
afraid of, and let's talk about fear. Some that needs to be said. So
okay.
Let's talk about fear, Meryl.
Ooh, fear.
Right. These ladies getting lit up on fear.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think if this was this, where you were doing this whole thing and you're like, oh, that's I'm on my soapbox, and I think was it fear?
No. Oh, what the heck was
it? Was it control? One was control.
I don't know. We'll probably get to it.
Okay.
But fear is a biggie because, you know, we're all dealing with that. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're all teaching ourselves about fear. And so you're teaching yourself. Nobody else is teaching you. You are bringing that to yourself so that you can learn about fear and understand it and realize what it is. And then when you realize what it is, well, you know.
Yeah.
Shove it under the rug. It's not, you know, it's nothing. Booted out the door kind of a thing. But yeah, I don't know. No, I remember what you, and I remember it's like, that was the big, you'd have to remind me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to make a whole video from it.
Are you? Oh my God.
I still intend to.
And she remembers what that is.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to make a special show out of it. So,
yeah.
But yeah, what have you seen in sessions about that? You know, what have you received in sessions about fear, about all this, about everything that's going on? Have you gotten things? I mean, we're jumping. I don't know why they're moving me to have you move in a.
Well, I mean, the messages that I've gotten, I mean, you don't get messages about, you know, COVID or what's going, ascension or what's going on all the time. But the messages that I have received is that about fear. I remember they told me that not to worry. It's those who are in fear are the ones who are likely to get sick. So don't go on fear over it, because there's nothing to be fearful of. And just to you know, I mean, my method of operation really is to, when I'm out in public, to be kind. Mm-hmm. I think that, yeah, just to be kind is huge, because people are, they're worried, they're scared. So many people have lost their livelihoods. Maybe they're losing their house, you know, and if you can just be kind and smile and, you know, say a few nice words, it seems to, these people light up, you know, they got their mask on, but you can tell.
You know? Well, I'm wondering that, you know, it's like, because I'll smile at people and then they just kind of have this blank stare, and I'm like,
oh,
can they tell that I'm smiling? You know, I'm smiling at them.
Just, you need one of those masks with the clear plastic so they can tell.
Fog up.
All kinds of issues here, you know.
You know, in confirmation to what you're saying, though, one of the messages that came through a session is, do what makes you feel safe. So wearing the mask, if that makes you feel safe, staying quarantined, if that makes you feel safe, do what makes you feel safe. If you feel safe going out, then you're great. But if putting you in fear to go out, then you got to find a way to make yourself feel safe. And I have to tell you, I started doing the online grocery order, and that just made me lazy. So, but I'm okay with that because I didn't have to go shop, and I didn't have to bag it. I didn't have to carry it to the car, out of the car.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's worth a delivery fee, right?
Almost.
I felt safe.
The thing is, I have to touch my apples and tomatoes, and you know, I have to. I can't let anybody else pick those things. Julia, are you the same?
Yeah, yes, completely.
The other stuff,
the grapes. Yeah, you have to. I have to squeeze the grapes. I have to squeeze everything. They have to, you know, they got to be just right.
This is why we wash our produce, people.
I was wondering sometimes if people are watching me, especially now, it's like, oh my gosh, where, you know, because I always do that. And it's like, oh, she's touching the fruit.
Yeah. And I mean, some of it I even smell because I, you know, it got to have that certain smell. And I know people are looking and they're probably horrified. And I'm like, wash your stuff. Mm-hmm. Wash it. That's all you have to do.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to stop smelling the melons. Oh dear. Oh, Tracy.
I don't like that one. Next. We cut it open here. Let's take some.
Oh, yeah. Then I think I'd have a problem. But smelling's over, I'm okay.
Smelling, groping, that's all good.
You guys are making me cry.
This is typical.
Oh, man. Oh my gosh. So all of this because I told you I ordered my groceries online, so I'm excited about what I'm about to say. No, I'm just what's next?
Well, that's a good point, though, because I found where so many times I would have gone out and, I don't know, shopped or walked around or whatever, and I'm so much happier staying at home.
Yeah.
You know, and we've done so many things around the house and in the garden and stuff. So it's been good all in all.
Yeah. It's just a big shift.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's sort of like, I guess it was about 20 years ago, the message I was getting and a lot of us were getting was just be the calm in the middle of the storm.
Yes.
Well, we're seeing the storm, aren't we? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes,
and
we are.
People need that calm. That's why I said about the kindness, you know, they need that. That anchors them in because everybody's choosing what reality they want to play in right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. And that's, you know, because like you said, it's like 20 years ago we were hearing that. And so we knew something was coming.
Yeah.
And now it's here. We're in the middle of it now.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I've gotten is that through sessions is that ascension is more a state of mind than anything else. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, you know, and about 3 years ago, I guess I was driving down the road on this beautiful fall day and the colors and the sky was blue and these beautiful big fluffy clouds. And I'm driving and I'm everything. It was just so beautiful. And just, you know, in appreciation for the beauty around me. And all of a sudden I hear, well, this is the fifth dimension, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Yes.
And they said, right now, you know, through gratitude, through this, because when I go into gratitude, my heart opens up. So really, it feels like a connection with source to me. So others might be different. So they said, right now, you know, you go into it with when you feel gratitude for short periods of time, but gradually you'll be in that state more and more. Until finally you are there permanently. So, I'm like, wow, you know, and I can do this. And actually I had a session where they talked about this, and I confirmed with them about this. And this, what they were, the higher self or the SC was saying, was talking about, was how we can change frequencies with our mind. Okay, frequencies and switch realities with our mind. And they say it doesn't require a lot of work or practice or anything. I mean, it's they say it's about a feeling, and that's exactly what I was feeling. So when they're talking about this, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to ask. I can't wait to ask, you know. But they said it's like bringing the church to you inside and being able to create that energy.
Wow.
Okay. So it is a state of mind and a feeling, you know, uh-huh. to really feel it. And so then I asked them and they said, yeah, my gratitude experience was that. So, uh-huh. I mean, how simple is that? And it's mm-hmm. totally under my control. You know, I don't have to go anywhere, do anything. I don't have to take any courses to do this. I can do this at any time.
Just be grateful.
Yeah. And what can't you be grateful for? I mean, yeah. We have so many blessings in our lives. Mm-hmm. And when you see people who are far less fortunate mm-hmm. and they are grateful mm-hmm. for things mm-hmm. in their life, I mean, right. It really puts things into perspective, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So maybe that was, you know, it was gratitude. I'm going, gratitude, you know, because it's huge. Yeah, I love it. I'm trying to teach my grandkids about the glass half full and the glass yeah. half empty, you know.
Right.
I always get it wrong, and my granddaughter says, she always corrects me. But I'm trying to, you know, if you can look at it, at things in your life that way, it sure makes a difference.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Shocked, actually, how much of a difference it can make.
Yeah.
So.
I could give you a little example today. So today is my youngest son's 16th birthday. So happy birthday, Jaden.
Happy birthday.
He literally woke up. The cat walked across his nightstand, knocked the water cup over that he had. It went all over his bed, all over. This is how he's starting his birthday.
Happy birthday, Jaden.
Mercury retrograde.
He's just trying to, you know, muscle through that, and we clean, you know, get all the wet bedding off and get that taken care of. And then his birthday, we were going to go out for a birthday lunch, and the people that were supposed to be part of that were running late, and he's just getting kind of frustrated, like, my birthday sucks. And then, so I just took him over, sat him down, and, you know, let's just talk about this a little bit. Shifted the energy. We get in the car, we start driving. First thing we see is a bald eagle, which over here in Oregon, you do see them, but hawks are like everywhere. Bald eagles are kind of a little bit of a pearl to find, you know? And so I just stopped the car. Luckily, I was not being followed by anyone else. I stopped the car. I said, there's your sign. It's shifting. Everything, the rest of this day is going to shift. And then we went and we got him some new clothes, and we went shopping for some things, and you know, went and picked up his friends and did the lunch, and everything was good. We didn't get to go to the place he wanted either, but we found this other place and he really liked it. And so it all just shifted. And I was telling him that eagle is a sign that this is, your day is changing. You're not going to have that, you know, that domino effect of everything going wrong.
Yeah.
And so then after we get done here, more people are coming over and we're going to have cake. And
so it
did shift, and he's, you know, he's in a much better mood, and he's laughing and having a good time and enjoying friends. Yeah. And so, you know, it is a matter of shifting. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have pulled him aside and said, hey, let's just kind of check how we're doing this, and kind of let him wallow in that, we could still be perpetuating a day that the dominoes are falling and nothing's lighting up. And,
exactly.
You know, yeah. Everyone's canceling.
Can't wait for the end.
just put your head on the
pillow. That goes down in history.
Right. So it is a choice of changing that energy around it. And when you change mm-hmm. the energy, you put yourself on a different timeline. You put yourself in different outcomes. So just a little baby example of that today.
You put yourself in a different dimension.
Yes. What, okay, now that you mentioned, you opened that up, because see, that's something that, you know, Tracy and I are a lot of times exploring that on this show about the different dimensions and the realities and how, and timelines and how we can move and around and everything.
Yeah.
So what kind of things are you getting on that? And how, like you're saying, we just move into another dimension and, mm-hmm. you know, like, it, as if it's easy. My thought is, it is yeah. very easy.
Yeah. That's basically, I don't have too much to say because it is. It is so darn easy. Now, 50 years ago, I don't think it was that easy, but the energy has shifted so much in that time that now, I mean, it's as easy as it is a state of mind, and you choose it.
Yeah.
It's your choice, yeah.
I'm trying to think, 50 years ago, that was 70.
Yeah. Or, you know, I'm just any time, really. Even.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, what were things like back then?
I was just getting into UFOs, reading about UFOs, I think. Yeah. It's like, ooh, this is fascinating. And it's just, you know, mm-hmm. Barney and Betty Hill. I read that book. Yeah. And that really opened up. Yeah. And Lob Sang Rampa. But still, in that time, mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about ascension, but you know.
Oh, no. No, that wasn't a word that was used.
No.
It was not.
But even when I did hear, it's like, well, how is that going to play out? Mm. And so that would have been about, you know, 30 years ago. Yeah, probably at least. And you thought, well, how is that going to play out? Well, it's playing out the way it is right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just very exciting times to be here.
It really is.
Witnessing it. And mm-hmm. you followed it all this time. Yeah. We've followed it for years and years. And now it's like all those things that we were thought to be crazy about are actually starting to happen. So,
And I think it is important for, although we don't realize it because to us it seems so slow, but the energies have shifted to enable us to become aware of how, I mean, how easy it is. You know, we even 20 years ago, we were still thinking it was going to be like all of a sudden, I don't know, an explosion or something, and we'd find ourselves in another dimension. And, you know, it doesn't turn out that way, does it?
Like we had to travel to get there or something.
I don't know. Anyway, you know, we couldn't imagine what it would be like. And yet, you know, they just sort of, the energy has just kind of nurtured us along until mm-hmm. we are at this point where, you know, and we're still doing it because, but the more we can stay in our, you know, our, the dimension of our choosing or the energy of our choosing, the more other people, you know, it will influence other people, help other people to do it as well. You know?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like that 100th monkey thing.
And isn't it fun to watch the fast trackers?
Yeah.
How many of your clients have told you in the last 6 to 9 months they just have?
Oh, yeah. I get all the time. I'm sure you do too, Tracy. Yeah. You know, they want, I just found Dolores and I want a session. And they're just like, before that, they didn't know anything. They weren't even thinking along these lines. And all of a sudden, you know, and they come in. And even though, like, maybe they've only been exploring and doing meditating or whatever for 6 months, but mm-hmm. man, they are 10 times farther ahead than I was when I was, you know, back in the 90s doing the meditating and everything. Yeah.
Yes.
So they're.
I call it the COVID awakening.
Now I understand what you were saying, fast trackers.
Yeah.
You know, what I was hearing was bass trackers. That's why I'm like, what?
Okay, bass is a fish.
A fish, exactly. I'm like, I don't get it. What's what? But no, yes, bass are absolutely
those bottom dwellers. You get the lot of the bottom dwellers.
Oh, now we're getting silly again.
No, but, absolutely. They're like you said, they're waking. And we've talked about this before too. It's like, you know, it's like why some people, you know, we've been waking up for years and years and years. We've been going on this course for a long time. And then others are just poof, you know, just really
fast. I know. So. Yeah. And it's like, I almost want to say, do you realize how far I had to work to get to
here?
To get to where you are now? But I have actually had clients. I never thought I would because for me, I've always thought, okay, 30 years ago, I think it was in the Seth book where Seth said that humanity's, you know, what we're working towards is to be able to embody a higher portion of our higher self, which is VSC. And I have had clients in the last couple of years who they are embodying their higher self. The energy is you know, just incredible. And their understanding, sometimes, you know, I'm like, why are they here even? Because they know it all. I mean, it's right there. They are embodying their higher self. Quite interesting.
So when you get like that, do you ask? I mean, I know better than to ask that question because I know you ask. Like when they have a fast awakening and things like that, do you ever ask about that? In the, like, why it happened that way?
In the session? Usually, because I usually stick to pretty much their questions unless we go off. But no, the FC is usually, you know, talking in glowing terms, you know, because they've done so much of the work and they are, you know, big plans and they're part of this, a key part of this, and they are going to go on. A lot of times, really the reason that they come is because they're not sure what their next step is. So that, you know, but they got everything else, you know, they're good to go, really. And so it's quite interesting to see. And people who are, I had someone one time who told me, she says, yeah, well, I'm fully aware of this reality, but I'm also aware of like four or five different other realities playing out at the same time.
Oh, cool.
Somebody told me one time it was like a, you know, the old movie, it was like that. And it was going at the same time. Yeah.
So all the different lives were showing strips, all the different whatever they were seeing.
At the same time.
I just want to shout out to the audience. There's comments flying up here. That when you see me look off, I keep seeing it bounce up here. And Timothy's saying his QHHT session, very mind-blowing. Found out who he was through his higher self. And hello to everybody that's over there commenting. Thank you. I'm watching them. I'm seeing them pop up. And thanks to everyone that's over there and everyone watching. And
very cool.
Like, this is that everyone's
psychic. Well, it just shows how psychic Tracy is, because I was just thinking, it's like, I wonder if, you know, if there's anything going on over there in the chat. And then she goes, oh, hey, everybody.
You know, that's been happening more and more with people, where I'll say something and be like, get out of my head.
Yeah.
Have you guys been finding that?
Yeah, that is
a total 5D thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so, yeah. Or, you know, like, I don't think I'm particularly psychic, but man, I've got to start, you know, really listening, because they're warning me of things. And it's like, you know, I go out somewhere and somebody says, oh, let's do, and I'm thinking like, okay, well, didn't they tell me that this morning? And that, you know, if I had listened, I would have brought the proper pair of shoes and a jacket or something, you know.
You know, okay, so I'm going to play on that. I had a friend of mine I was going to go do a house clearing for. I start walking out and I'm told, grab your selenite. Now, I had several sticks of this. And I thought, okay, so I grab it, go to the house. I bring it out and I said, I'm supposed to give this to you. And she goes, oh my God, I kept telling myself, order selenite, you need selenite. And I keep forgetting. And so anyway, she was wanting that. And I had extra, you know, I had some sitting around here. So I just grabbed one of mine and brought it. I've ordered things and sent it to people and get a phone call and go, I literally just ran out of this like 30 seconds ago, and the doorbell rings and here it is at my door. And
I'm like, okay. Oh, I love that.
So I'm just listening. They're saying order that and send it. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we play with this, now we're going to segue into the magic. If we play with this, there is so much magic in it for us. You know, the like Julia was saying, she was thinking it and here I am. Okay. And I start talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, people are needing something and you tap into it and you provide it for them. And, you know, listen to what's going on. What's your nudge? Grab that on the way out the door if you hear that. And you'll find, you most likely will find it came in very handy. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it does, it's not just synchronicity. You know, people are paying more attention to coincidences and synchronicity. They're realizing that it isn't just, you know, as we used to always pass them off, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another story. If we're going to keep playing this game, Saba, who's a level 2 QHHT practitioner, she said she woke up at 3 a.m. one morning and she kept hearing my name. And so she got online, and I do sessions other than QHHT. So she booked a little reading with me, and which happened to be the next day. And I'm talking to her and I find out she lives in Fort Lauderdale, which I was going to be there in 2 days. And so then we met up and got to hang out together. But if she hadn't listened to that little voice saying Tracy, 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 and booked that appointment, we would have totally missed that opportunity.
Wow. Yeah.
And we were having some pretty fun experiences on the beach. And well, and the whole time that was a 5D experience to get to hang out and share laughter and stories.
Well, you have to share. We're not giving away any personal information, but it was her condo number.
Oh yeah. Her condo number was 5D.
Oh, geez.
I mean, does it need to get any plainer?
No.
No, and you have to buzz yourself in, and they ask you who you're coming to see as a visitor. And I asked her, well, because at the time I didn't know what apartment or condo I was going to. And I said, so what do I tell them when I buzz in? She goes, tell them you're coming to the fifth dimension. I was like, what? She goes, oh, my apartment, it's 5D.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
It was, you know, and that's how it started. And so it was just like, okay, it's just, you know, frosting on the cake after that. It was all good.
Yeah.
So,
I had a client who was, she was stressing out. I guess she had to drive a bit and our traffic is just crazy. And she didn't know, very unfamiliar with where I live. And then I sent her my address and she's like, oh, what am I worried about? It's 123 Avenue. Easy as 123.
Wow. That is perfect.
Yeah.
You can't plan stuff like that.
No.
Good stuff. Yeah. So Lippa says hello.
Oh, hello. Hi.
We've got, the fun comments. Metaphysical Power Hour with you three. Hi, Marilyn is also. Anyway, you guys will have to go into the chat and look at some of these. It's just fun to see everyone saying hello. And Julia, you like to know where they're from, right?
Yes, I do. This will be Maryland. Be on the Facebook pages where they're running live. That's where the chats will be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on the PBS Radio Facebook page and on the Dolores Cannon Facebook page and also on my Facebook page. Anything you post there. Marilyn's going to find her way, navigate her way through those.
We'll see how good I can.
It's hard to get her off Facebook these days, you know. So, all right. Anyways, any other magic stories?
Yeah, that's your magic.
Well, that one, my magic story was the time that I don't know what was being healed, you know, during the session. And, you know, you're trying to keep to talk to the SC and make conversation and, you know, let you know what's going on. And so I'm going on, I'm waxing poetic and, oh, she's going to be so glad to have this fixed. She's going to feel so good. It's going to feel like magic. And the SC says, what magic? She's always been able to do this. So I just shut up after that. let them finish. But yeah,
that's just funny.
Putting me in my place. That was my magic story.
That's your magic story. It is a short one.
But yeah. I love it because it's saying we can all do this, you know.
Yeah.
We make it like it's a big deal. Magic is something, again, like we have to reach for it. And it's like,
yeah,
we all can do it.
It's right every day in your life. Yeah. The people that are manifesting things that they need, you know, I mean, it looks like magic. But it's not. It's just, this is how it works, where people are just getting into how to really use this, their reality, to bring them what they want.
Yeah, and that gratitude thing that you're talking about, huge part of it.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, it really is easy as 1, 2, 3.
I like that. So, yeah, I watched something, and it may have been a Greg Braden thing. I don't remember. It was quite some time ago, but he was talking about miracles. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how we, you know, like miracle healings, cancer was cured, this was cured, that, you know, that shifted, whatever it was, and what a miracle. And he said, it's only a miracle because we haven't figured out how we're doing that yet, or, you know, that these things are being considered blessings and miracles and stuff like that. But that once we learn how to do this on a regular basis, it's going to be normal. We're not going to look at that like a miracle healing anymore. Yeah. We'll just be like, well, yeah, you shifted how you looked at that, or, you know, you shifted the energy around it. Now it's healed. That's how it works. We're doing that, it's coming up like, oh my gosh, a miracle. Mm-hmm. But really the energy around it's shifting, and we're learning how to do that. And so I think that magic is, you know, it's all the same thing. We're all learning how to do it. So what we are looking at, like, oh, how magical, or that happened, or this happened, or fairy realms even, and, you know, seeing things out of the corner of our eyes, and more people are starting to catch things and feel the energies and hold a crystal and actually feel the vibration of it. And that veil gets thinner and thinner, and it feels like magic. But, you know, before we know it, it's like when we had phones when we were kids, landlines, and now the kids have cell phones and they don't know. Yeah. They think we're all crazy because of these landlines. And then, like, why would you answer someone else's phone? And, you know, because they all have their own direct line. That's how we're going to be with magic. It'll be like, well, that's just normal. So
it's like, you know, people, a client will come in and say, you know, they want to ask me, well, you know, tell me about some of the healing that's been done. And it's like, I've been doing this, I guess, long enough to where, like, oh, good. Okay. That's done. Yeah. It, you know, I don't even, it's just.
And that's like, do you know that something miraculous just happened?
Yeah. And it's just like normal. every day, that's normal. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard time with that question, because I gotta pull up, well, gee, you know, I mean, really, when you think of it, there's been a lot, but there's not that much. How could I put this? It's just, you know, part of the. Mm-hmm. It's normal. It's normal. It's not something that I single out, or very rarely do I single it out, and yet it is. I mean, it's amazing for a person when they have, you know, suffered from chronic pain and it's gone. You know, it's amazing to people who, you know, have had a deep, deep sadness and, you know, just carrying these, you know, a heavy heart and these blocks and whatnot. And, you know, they sit up and they say, whoa, I feel so light, so free, you know. It's really, those moments are really wonderful, but, you know, that's every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every day for session. Yeah. So, you know, that's why I really, you know, getting back to how I got into this, I mean, that really is what drew me, was that the amount of work that can be done in one session. That's, I'll always remember that. Yeah.
Great shot, arrow, right to it.
Yeah.
Get to the core.
Yeah. and just to understand it. I had a just fairly recently, I had a client who's she had a session with me in 2014, I think. And I was kind of surprised to see her back. She wanted another session. And, but she was very, very sad. And, you know, she was telling me her son had tried to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. And she was just in, a real stew, because she just felt very connected to this. And it was just so sad, this whole situation. It just, whereas, you know, when I saw her the first time, I didn't detect the sadness. I don't remember that. And her son obviously is very sad. And so in the past life that she goes to, she's a woman, she's a mother, comfortable. It's, you know, in times with long skirts and whatnot, but she has a comfortable life in a house. She has a husband and four daughters, but she feels very close to the eldest daughter. She says, "It feels more like a friend than my daughter." And so then we and just very happy. She's just at the dinner table there, and they're all sitting there, and she's just so happy again. And then next scene is the eldest daughter's wedding, and she's feeling a mix of sadness and happiness for her daughter, because her daughter is going to go right after the wedding and live someplace else with her husband. And so then, she's kind of feeling that pull. And then the next scene, the daughter had died in childbirth with her first child. And so, and she never got to see the daughter in between that time. Eh? So it would have been probably in less than a year. I don't know, or about a year. She never got to see the daughter because she lived too far away. And she just wanted to, she was in her deathbed. She was ill, and she just wanted to go and reunite with her daughter. So anyway, we later on when I'm talking to the SC, they're talking about, that life and asking some questions. And I asked, well, who was was the daughter in that life in her life today? And they said, yes, it's her son. Mm. And they were also able to give us because I knew what the mother was feeling, the grief at losing her daughter. And just, even though she had three other daughters, she just didn't want to be here anymore. And really that's how she died. So carrying that sadness, that unprocessed sadness, I guess we could say. And then, but we also got the daughter's perspective, because at her moment of death, she was so sad because she was leaving her baby. Mm-hmm. The baby was leaving her baby and her husband. Mm-hmm. And she hadn't seen her mom. Yeah. In all that time. Sadness. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, as soon as that information came out, the client's like understands where all the sadness is coming from. Right. And right. Able to let that go. So I thought that was just a really beautiful, how it all, the past life just connects so beautifully with this life, and with understanding, things are resolved.
Bring feeling. Yeah. It's wonderful. Something that keeps popping in is, I wonder how old the daughter was in the other life when she died, and if that had any correlation to the age that the son was in this life.
Yeah, I probably, because the son is what, 22 or 23?
Oh, could yeah. Very well, yeah.
Actually, she mentioned that. She said, she was wondering that too, if that was about the same age, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a reminder or something. It's like, and that's where it's so good, because you can put these things back into the life that they belong in, because yes, it's something that's coming over, and it's a reminder. It's something,
I just think it's unprocessed emotion. The person, at the moment of when we leave a life, what we are feeling, our emotions, and, you know, that's very telling, because if it's something that we haven't processed, then, you know, chances are it's going to come back to be played out so that it can be processed.
Yeah, that shows again just how thin. I mean, we've always thought these lives were linear and one's following another and it falls through. But it's like when you're shown, like when that person that could see it in all the strips that are like this and they're all happening simultaneously, you can see how they're impacting each other.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Huge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah. So yeah, that was kind of an interesting, I just love that, that example. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you guys want to talk about, but I got some information must have been about a year ago on they called it filler souls. It was really neat, like in your mom's book about
backdrop people.
Yeah. And so I just made some notes here because people are always interested in that. Yeah. And I know when I read that, you know, it was like, kaboom, what is this? I had to really think about that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll help you out here.
Okay, perfect. So
they said this client's question was, I don't think she was asking about filler souls. Anyway, they said, all souls are real, but not all come with a mission. So these filler souls don't, or the backdrop people, they don't come with a mission, but they do have a soul. And they don't have a purpose or a plan in their life. So they're kind of like, so I asked, are they like robotic type of beings? And they said, no, it's more like an insect, like an ant, okay, who's got a program. And because I had a guy who was an ant, and I was asking him one time,
what's that like?
Yeah, seriously, because I'm in the mind of an ant, and I'm asking, you know, do you ever think about doing anything else? No, I work. I go here, and I, you know, he was very wasn't going to deviate. And that's the way these filler souls are.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So they don't deviate. Their lives are just very mundane, and they're happy that way. And so then I asked, well, are regular souls programmed? And they said only what they need, because they can always override it. So in other words, our free will, we can always override. We have a program, we have a plan,
we have a blueprint, we have some plan.
Yeah, but we can always override that. So these filler souls, you know, they don't necessarily progress. But I asked, you know, is it possible that they would be able to, you know, after many of these lives, filler soul lives, would they be able to progress into, you know, a life like with a plan and all
purpose,
that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, purpose. And they said a few have, but very rarely. So kind of interesting, because I kind of thought, well, would this be, you know, an evolution that people are going through? But not necessarily. But they say, they were saying that the filler souls, they don't have karma. They don't have emotions, or not many, passions or empathy. And they don't usually create karma. They don't like change. They just do their daily lives, and often they live alone. So interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
No, that does help.
Yeah. To kind of put it together. Yeah.
Well, and when, you know, like you're saying, filler people, I mean, backdrop people, they're people that fill in the seams. Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of, but those are the seams that people are creating, you know, so it's like, this is where they come in.
Well, and we have created them in a way because we see the need for that. And actually, they said that often these filler souls help us by creating some, they're like a little bit of an antagonist, I guess you could say, would be one word. They, because they are so, you know, blinders on down the road, kind of like they don't like change at all. And, you know, what is life? It's all about change. So this, you know, they help us to grow and to see. Mm-hmm. And yeah, to understand. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, to go into that. I know. I love to explore. What they told your mom, when you were in the airport the other day, you were the only real soul in that airport, eh? And I just, when I'm in places like that and look around, am I the only real one?
Yeah. I had that actually played out for me one time. This has been several years ago too. It's like, but it was in an airport, there was a delay. All these flights were delayed for whatever reason. I mean, everything was just stuck. And so the airport is just packed. And I'm like, well, I gotta find a quiet corner that I can do something in. And I found there was a chair kind of tucked back in a corner. And I was over there and I can't remember, something happened. And I remember because it was like right after something along that line of like, everything is, you are creating all of this and stuff. And so I'm like, so I'm starting to look at that. It's like, well, okay, so why am I doing this? What is this about? And I started really probing into my thoughts about it and looking at these other, all these fill-in people and it was just whatever my realization was. But as soon as I made the realization, it all started moving again. And it was like, wow, that was so real. It was just to get me to understand it.
So Marilyn, do you ever wonder if Julia and I are fillers? Like, you're just sitting here on this show talking and we're just nodding and bobbing like,
no, the thought would never cross my mind. No, you are definitely not a filler soul. Either of you guys. Oh, geez. Yeah. But, I can identify a few in my life, people like that.
You
ever notice when you're in like that frustrated place, you're like, the cat spilling the water on you in the morning, that thing.
Yeah.
Like Jaden was experiencing and everywhere you go, they're pulling the car in front of you and then driving half the speed. They're turning, but they're turning so slow and like everybody gets in your way. And then as soon as you shift that energy, the road's clear.
Yeah.
The path is clear. You're first in line. You're, it's whatever it is. Yeah. So is that the filler people coming in to create the experience of that vibration that you're playing with, that energy? So people are like, okay, here's your assignment. Go get in that person's way. They're playing out this experience of frustration.
Yeah. Well, I often think that, when that happens in traffic, it's like, oh, okay. Well, there's something up ahead they don't want me to get into.
Exactly.
And so I'm just going to relax and sit back. Mm-hmm. And and all those filler souls, that's really, I like that, Tracy, that I'm going to use that when my husband's upset. Driving. Oh, poor guy. I said, just filler souls. Don't worry about them.
They're just helping you play out this experience of frustration that you're having.
Yeah. See if that cools his jets.
I wonder what would happen if you tried to experience joy or gratitude.
I'll start talking about the glass. Is it half full or half empty?
I can't remember which one's better, though. Whatever.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, dear. Did I drink half of it, enjoy it, and then it's half empty?
And then, it's half empty because you enjoyed the other half.
It's not full because
then it would be gratitude.
Yes. We can change that whole thing around.
For you, Marilyn, we got your back on that.
Yep. Okay. Oh my goodness. I was just looking at how can people find you, Marilyn, if they, first of all, we never told anybody where you are, what area of the country. Okay. You're in.
All right. I'm in Canada on the West Coast, near Vancouver, about an hour, 45 minutes east of Vancouver in a small town. And you could find me probably best on the QHHT official website. I'm a level 3 practitioner And, you know, you just click onto my picture and it'll, you know, have my email address and everything where you can contact me. I also have a website, bodysoulapothecary.com. You can check me out there. I've got all kinds of information and whatnot on there. And yeah.
You hear it? My company's here.
Okay. It's time to party.
Before we start cutting into some cake, Julia, how do people become a practitioner? Where do they go?
Yeah. Oh, yes. If you want to know more about QHHT and how to become a practitioner or how to find somebody to have a session with, you know, like Marilyn was saying, you can find me on the website. Well, that website is.
This is where we start sounding like an infomercial.
QHHTofficial.com. And if you want to have a session and you want to find a practitioner, you just go to find a practitioner.
Yeah.
And to make it easy,
you'll find us.
When you start looking in your area or you look and, you know, whatever, you just kind of look in different things and see what resonates for you. We haven't separated. We haven't done up into the different groupings like level one, level two, level three, or then we also have, or you can just search the area of the world that you would like to be. Maybe you want to be there and go there for a session, or where is somebody in your area, and just see who's there and see who resonates with you. Then we also, let's see, so that's okay. And then if you want to have the class, if you want to take a class, and all of these links, we have several links on the homepage too that can take you right to these things as well. But you just go up to the top and where it says courses. So we can't make it much simpler for you. You just go courses and you'll see online level one. Go in there and you'll click on it and it allows you. We have that online and you can take it in the comfort of your home. And I mean, we're doing a lot of things online right now because of our worldwide situation. We are not traveling and doing live classes right now. So this is a wonderful time if you're somebody that loves to do online courses or you're wanting something to do. But we look for people with that passion factor that want to help people. That's really our only requirement. You know, some people say, well, I think I had to have a hypnosis experience. I had to have this. I had to have that. You didn't have hypnosis experience, did you, Mira?
No, none. Yeah, I had only had hypnosis. A friend had taken traditional hypnosis, and she did a past life regression on me. And I remember I got mad because I was all relaxed and she was asking me questions and I didn't want to answer the questions, which is something that, you know, it's common. She told me later. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's the only experience I had with hypnosis. So you don't need, I think at the time, there was a you had to be doing like Reiki or some other type of healing modality.
We were given, it's like, if you have something that, you know, that you're working with people and you're doing this helping, it's a helping thing.
But I don't think there's any prerequisites anymore. No. Yeah. Cause really it is, anybody can do this. Mm-hmm. As long as you have the desire to help, you know, anyone can do this. And the more people we have doing it, the better, because there is such a need for it. It's insane, really. Yeah.
I agree. Absolutely. I mean, when mom first created the course, I mean, I'll just spend that a little bit. She was, you know, she was doing sessions and as fast and hard as she could do them. And then they came through, the higher self came through in a session and said, you have to start teaching this. There's no way you can see all the people that need to be seen.
I mean, she was doing a lot of traveling too at that time too, wasn't she?
So. It was just too much. You know, you can't, that's where you have to do things like this to allow people, more people to do it. And like you said, there's such a need worldwide.
Yeah. It's huge. And, you know, you can sort of see, okay, you know, we blame a lot of things on COVID, but really COVID has brought even more classes online. Mm-hmm. And people are just,
and people have the availability now.
So it's a great time to do things and shift. And if you, you know, this might be touchy, But if you found yourself, like you said earlier, it's like some people are out of work. Their whole careers are shifting, and then they're just, you know, there's a reason for that. This mm-hmm. is something, it's like, if you really look at it, I mean, yeah, it may be devastating, but it's like, let's really look at it. I want you to know the universe is always supporting. It's yeah. always supports this and everything. And if it's doing something that drastic to make you change, then it's time for a change. And this is a wonderful yeah. time. This is a wonderful thing. If this is something that resonates, you know, as to a way to help people. Yeah. And so many people are shifting to that as they're waking up. It's like, I feel like I'm here for another reason than yeah. like Tracy was saying, something else than going 9 to 5.
Yeah. Exactly. I've had a lot of people who, well, even before COVID, a lot of people that come in and say, you know, well, you know, I'm retiring or my, you know, just I went into work and my job's no longer there for me. Right. And I'm, you know, and I've always wondered about this and wonder if it would be something, you know, so, oh, yeah, sure, we'll ask, you know, but yes, you know, I mean, the writing's on the wall, plain as day. Go into
absolutely
it. Yeah. Okay, I have I have company. Okay, she's off on the party.
Yeah, Tracy's in party mode.
They're actually physically calling me, and I'm figuring you guys are going to hear it eventually.
I think we're going a bit over time anyway, so. Yeah,
this has been wonderful. Marilyn, always fantastic to have you.
Oh, thank you.
So much fun
for having me. Oh, it's my so gosh. Great.
My cheek hurt from
you know. It was wonderful. It's so great to connect with you guys. And, you know, it's kind of sad we can't connect in the flesh, but this is, I don't know, I had a great time. This works for me.
Me too. It works for me. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, now we all get to go into our recliners and then finish our evenings without, you know, having to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
We got to talk to all these other people that have been listening.
Yeah. So, thank you everyone for joining us. That's been wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Julia, for always giving us this platform to be.
Oh, my pleasure, my honor. I love it. It's just, you know, I agree with you guys. I love being with you, and I love being with everybody that comes. And
backdrop people, who cares?
I'm so grateful. Thank you both, and I'm so grateful for both of you and all of you.
My feeling is,
did you guys feel that? Yeah. We just changed timelines.
Yes.
Gratitude.
I love you all. We'll see you next week.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.